It is 7:39 on this Thursday edition of Palmetto Mornings. 31 degrees right here on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lang.
As always, we love to welcome in our listeners on AM 1340, the original, the OG, we like to say. If you're listening to us on the free WRHI app, download that app today and take us on the go. If you're watching us on Corporium Cable Channel 103, as well as Facebook Live, good morning to you there. Once a month, our friends from the Rural Health and Nutrition Department within Clemson Extension Office, they swing by the microphones to kind of give us an update on how to live healthier lives. And we have Hannah Shiflett. She is the agent for York and Chester counties, and Elizabeth Parker is the agent for Lancaster County. And good morning to you both.
Good morning.
So you both do the same job, just in different counties.
Exactly.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, y'all play very well together. We were asking before we went on the air how long y'all have been working together. I thought you were going to say years, and it's just been a little more than a month.
Seven months
to a year. So y'all seem to be
great.
Gelling very well.
Yeah, so yeah. That, it's a great partnership.
Mm-hmm. And I guess whenever you're passionate about what you're talking about, you do need to work together.
Yeah, that's true. We brainstorm a lot and try to research and all that with each other. So it's a good team.
Well, we know getting news out to rural communities sometimes is tough, right? I mean, you've got a lot of logistics you got to kind of overcome versus those that live in like in a city or an urban setting. But the focus this morning is going to be about spring cleaning your kitchen. Now, we're not necessarily talking about physically cleaning your kitchen, but you should be able to do that, or you should be doing that too. We're talking about your foods, right, Elizabeth? So kind of walk us through what you mean by spring cleaning your kitchen.
Yeah, so we're talking your foods, but also giving your kitchen a little makeover. So this is a good time to go in and just go through your kitchen, throw away all those expired foods, make room in the shelves for all your nice, new, healthy foods. Also, throw out any items that just do not align with your nutritional goals. So a lot of times we, you know, have those impulse buys at the grocery store. Just get rid of them, you know. Have your kitchen just a place for healthy items. We want to make sure that we're filling our kitchens with those lean meats, fresh produce, whole grains, and low-fat dairy. That's a heart-healthy diet full of whole foods, so it's always a good bet. And then you want to rearrange your kitchen so that you have those healthy foods kind of on the front, so that when you open the refrigerator, you're seeing that fresh fruit. You're not seeing, you know, stuff full of processed
sugar,
salt, all of that. So have those fresh foods, especially if you share a house with a child. Yeah. You know, a lot of times you have their snacks for school. Kind of push those towards the back. Have your fresh, healthy foods towards the front.
It sounds so easy, but it's so difficult, right?
It is, but if you make these small little strategic changes, it can really help kind of trick your brain into choosing those healthier options.
I saw a video the other day. It was an Amazon hack, and it was items you can buy to make your refrigerator more user-friendly.
Yes.
And to your point, you get rid of a lot of the boxes and just put the items in these clear containers.
Oh, yes, I have those.
And I have to be honest with you. When I saw that, I'm like, gosh, that everything looks so neat and organized. And when you need to grab it, you're not rifling through the back of the refrigerator. Right. I feel like I'm going into a third world sometimes going to the back of my refrigerator.
And we use those at our house.
Oh,
and I've had a brain switch because y'all all know that I am a little bit addicted to Diet Coke. So I've gone to the small can, but when I can put it, I take it out of the box, and when I put it in those clear, I can see how many. I was like, okay, I've drank too many of those today.
Oh, great.
So I need to get some water.
I love those things, yes.
Right.
My refrigerator's full of them. They have so many options. They have, like, the Lazy Susans for the fridge.
Right.
And then my daughter, she makes her own lunch. She has her own little container
section
with her stuff.
So, that's great.
Actually, awesome.
That, what Ashley described is fantastic, right?
Yeah,
because
that's exactly
what
we're looking
for. You can see, like, whoa, I've had a lot. I need to pull back. Or I haven't had a lot. Clearly, I can splurge a little bit.
Yeah. And everything, or you're not eating that produce, you
that's
know,
a good
before
point
it goes bad.
Right.
So. Okay, so when we look at our produce, what is in season right now?
So there's a lot of different produce right now in March that's in season for South Carolina. Just to name a couple, salad greens, asparagus, carrots, strawberries, cilantro, and parsley are also in season right now.
Okay, so when we go to the grocery store, we've always heard to shop on the outside, right? Shop in the outside and then weave your way in between the aisles. But the outside, that's where all your fresh fruits and vegetables are, right? Your meats, and you need to do that first, your eggs, dairy, and then go through the process line.
Exactly.
Oh, it's so hard to walk by and you say, you want it, but no. Bathing suit season will be here before we know it, right?
It's true.
Where can people find the local produce in these rural areas? Is sometimes that a hindrance? Is that an obstacle for people sometimes?
It can be, especially for the rural communities, I'd say. But all of our counties have farmers markets right now. Well, actually, Chester's I don't think is active at the moment. But I know York County has two, one in Rock Hill and Fort Mill. They'll be starting in the spring around, I think, May, sometime in May. What about Lancaster?
Elizabeth? Yeah, Lancaster has a farmers market on Pageland Highway. Also, Rich Hill Farms is a really great place to buy local produce. I saw on their Facebook yesterday they have so much stuff right now because we've kind of had a warm winter. so that's always good. And then have y'all heard of Food Share?
Maybe. Describe it, and I'm sure it will ring a bell.
Yeah, so Food Share is a really cool program where you can buy local fresh produce once a month. For Lancaster, it's in Hope, but York has a place as well that kind of sponsors their Food Share. And you get 12 to 15 varieties of fresh vegetables in a produce box once a month. It's $15 a month, and everything is going to be in season. And so you get to try a lot of different things. There's always recipe cards.
Oh, that's fun.
And then you can also, I know in Lancaster, you can purchase an angel box, and then they will give that box to someone either for a lesser price or for no cost, I believe. I'm not sure which it is.
So the Food Share is available to anyone, right?
Yeah. So in Lancaster, you'll contact Hope, and you can look up how to register for that. But it's a really fun program that kind of gets you trying new things.
That's the kicker, right?
Yeah.
Like you might buy parsley or something else, say, oh, I can't wait to add this to a recipe, and it sits in your refrigerator, and you're like, I didn't do anything with it. So in this case, it's got a short shelf life. You might be more encouraged to try
it. And it comes with the recipe, with whatever's in the box.
Great.
And I know we're pushing against the clock here. Elizabeth and Hannah, they're with the Clemson Extension Office. We just want to remind folks, now that we're going to be outside more, to hydrate, right?
Yes.
And drink even when you're not thirsty, because when you're thirsty, it's too late, is what I've always heard. Is that correct?
I've heard that, too. Yeah. It's always just a good idea to stay hydrated all the time, especially as it's getting warmer outside, for sure.
Yep. And healthier drink ideas, for sure.
Yes, right.
Fruit-infused water is a great one. That's one of our favorites, for sure.
Yeah, we've been doing that a lot lately. And there's so many options with fruit-infused waters out there. You can do cucumber mint. You can do, like, a watermelon kiwi. And it's just a fun way. Mm-hmm. It's really aesthetically pleasing.
Because some people just don't like plain water, so this might get them to drink more of what we need. And our body needs a lot of water,
sure.
Exactly.
Hannah Shiflett, Elizabeth Parker, they're with Clemson Extension Office. They are both the rural health and nutrition agents for the Tri-County. Thank you so much for these tips. We certainly appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.